From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The interim government of Honduras says it does not accept a plan for settling the country's political crisis that was proposed by Nobel Peace Prize winner and Costa Rican President Oscar Arias. The sticking point is Arias's call for the return of Honduras's ousted president to head a unity government. NPR's Juan Ferrero has more.
Arias, who is mediating, told Honduran negotiators that President Manuel Zelaya should be reinstated, but with limits on his powers. Zelaya and his supporters, which include the United States, say he should return to the presidency. The leader of the de facto government that took power, Roberto Micheletti, says it's not possible. Arias won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1987 for helping end Central America's civil wars. He's now proposed that presidential elections be moved up from November to October, and that there be an amnesty for political crimes. In Honduras, thousands rallied to demand Zelaya's unconditional return. Zelaya himself says there's nothing to negotiate. He says if Micheletti doesn't step aside, he'll go home this weekend and retake power. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
In San Francisco, a municipal railway train plowed into the rear of another Muni train today. At least 44 people were injured, four of them seriously. Both trains were headed out of the city at the time of the crash. Witnesses say the train in front appeared to have been stopped at the time. Two astronauts from the space shuttle Endeavour completed a spacewalk today to install an experiment platform on the outside of the International Space Station. But Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports the excursion was not trouble-free.
Spacewalkers Dave Wolf and Tim Kopra helped prepare the 20-foot by 16-foot platform to be lashed onto the space station. Moving the hardware wasn't the big problem. It was the radio linking the spacewalkers to the shuttle crew. Heavy static was so loud the crewmen couldn't hear each other. NASA's Keith Johnson says the reason was air flowing through Kopra's space helmet and over his microphone.
The problem is that these microphones are in the ventilation flow, and once the helmet is on, they have no way of repositioning these other than forcing their face up against the side to try and push these microphone booms up closer to their mouth.
Kopra has an alternate microphone he can use on future spacewalks. The crew will have a light work day on Sunday before the second spacewalk set for Monday. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
Authorities in Tennessee say they are holding a man that is believed to be a suspect in six killings today. Five people were found dead in Tennessee and one just across the border in Alabama. Kristen Helm is a spokeswoman for the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation.
The suspect was still at the scene when investigators arrived. He was picked up and has been held in custody since this morning.
Helm says some of the victims appear to have been related. This is NPR News from Washington. Authorities in Indonesia say there are strong indications that a wanted fugitive was responsible for the deadly suicide bomb attacks at two hotels in Jakarta. At least seven people were killed. He's wanted for plotting the bomb attacks in Bali in 2002 and 2005. In the Tour de France, Lance Armstrong has dropped back a notch in the standings to fourth, but he did not lose any time to the overall leader in today's stage. A spectator at the race was killed along the course, as Eleanor Beardsley reports.
A 61-year-old woman died after being hit by a police motorcycle on Saturday afternoon in a village in the Alsace region in northeastern France. She was hit when she crossed the road after a group of cyclists passed. The motorcycle slid and injured two other spectators. The incident marred the 14th stage, which saw George Hincapie leap into second place following a 12-man breakaway. Russian rider Sergei Ivanov won the 14th stage of the Tour, a 120-mile ride from Colmar to Besançon. Italian rider Rinaldo Nocentini held on to the yellow jersey, but he is only 5 seconds ahead of Hincapie. Astana team riders Alberto Contador and Lance Armstrong are now in third and fourth place, respectively. The riders now head into the Alps, which could be a strategic turning point in the race as the strong climbers come to the fore. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Tom Watson finished today's round at the British Open golf tournament in Scotland with a broad smile on his face and a one-stroke lead heading into the final day of play.
For some reason today, I just didn't feel real nervous out there. I was just, I felt serene is the right word for it.
The 59-year-old Watson is hoping to become the oldest player ever to win a major golf tournament. He's won the British Open five times in the past. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.